So as I was preparing for this message, I came across a quote that I just wanted to start with and share with you today. It is this: you never know what God will do with the seeds you plant. Maybe I'm connecting to this because it's spring. It is a planting season, right? And we're watching growth all around us every day. Maybe it's because confirmation day is right around the corner. Graduations are coming, and I'm thinking of our students and the faith that we have tried to pass on to them, and how I'm seeing that faith growing in them, and they're owning it, and their own passion to share the love of Christ and to serve others. Or maybe it is just simply this series. As we look into the book of Acts, it is this sequel story to the Gospels, telling us what happened after Jesus' death and resurrection. What happens to the followers? What happens now for this next generation who take up this faith and become quite passionate about what God has done? What God will do with the seed, just imagine this. Every seed is an embryo, and in that embryo is a root which goes down in the ground, and a shoot that goes up into the sky, and which way it knows to go is part of the miracle of the seed. And it also has in it this on and off switch. How do I know this? Well, I looked it up on the internet, of course. I didn't study this stuff. Every seed has its on and off mechanism, and it's when a plant reaches in the soil degrees of 40 degrees, it goes on. But if it lowers down to 20, it goes off. And what does that on-off switch do? Well, it is what gets it growing, that there's this thin coat around that seed that protects it. And then when 40 days comes, a switch goes on and the seed begins to take in water, and it miraculously begins to expand, and the seed coat is broken, and it begins to mature and produce sugar and protein. And then out comes that little root and that little shoot, and that shoot produces more seeds and more fruit, and growth continues. As you look at that seed, it is a humble little thing. But I hope you also see in it a most powerful thing, that this is God and God's energy at work. And if all we are doing is planting little seeds, we're giving God lots of opportunity to accomplish great things. You know, Jesus had a good idea of what God would do with the seeds that he planted. In fact, he used that analogy about himself in John 12. He said, unless a seed dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces much seeds and much fruit. And then in Romans 8, Paul would go on to say, now I need to tell you, this same power is in you. God is working and accomplishing great things in you. That's why I am convinced planting a seed is really an act of faith. Whether literally or figuratively, planting a seed really is an act of faith. I'm going to say, God, I'm going to offer this, and I'm going to watch what you do, what you accomplish. So I say to you this morning, if you are wanting God's blessing for your life in a special way, you need to plant some seeds. That's really a wise idea. So you give something to God that he can work with, right? For example, you're looking for a job. You gotta write a resume, and you gotta fill out some application forms, don't you? It's seed planting, that's what that is. And sometimes you gotta create a lot of seeds, right? Plant a lot of seeds, but you're giving God something with which to work, right? You'd like to purchase a house, a bigger house, because your family is growing. Guess what you need to do? Start saving. $10, $100, whatever it is you can do, you start saving because you're giving God something to work with, right? You want better health. You know what you need to do? Go see your doctor. Go see your psychotherapist if you need to. You need to change maybe some of your habits. You've got to give God something to work with. Now you're saying, Pastor Karen, all those things are just common sense. Everybody knows that. You got to fill out an application, you got to save, you got to, take care of your health. We get that. But I tell you, it is common sense, but they are also acts of faith. In when we do what we can do, you're allowing God to do what God can do, and we know God can accomplish great things. They are acts of faith. You are giving up something. You're trusting God will make something good out of it. You're practicing your faith at its deepest level. And guess what? That's when God is delighted, because he's got something to work with now. So as we look to the book of Acts and the lesson that Al read for us, I think we are really throughout this book and into the New Testament given lots of examples of how the early church did really some common sense things, but they were seeds with which God got to do great things. So what did we hear today? We hear how the disciples have been busy teaching and preaching this good news of what God has done through Jesus, his death and resurrection. And guess what? Their faithful teaching and speaking in their witness, the church began to grow. It got to be a big community. And that was a commitment that was really important. As many accepted that message, the church grows, and they ran into a challenge. We heard about it in the lesson today. What they were doing as a community is they were, much like us, taking up an offering. And that offering was being used to support the community, including food. And the challenge was somehow some of the widows got neglected, that they weren't receiving food as they needed. And some others pointed that out. So what do? They call a meeting. Let's get together and discuss the problem and how we might solve it. How do they solve it? They said, well, let's just delegate some leadership. And they choose these seven to wait on tables, is what the scripture says. But it really means to do that, care for the community, and to be stewards of the money and the resources they've received. And guess what happens? God blesses it all over again. The 12 disciples get to go out and teach and preach and continue praying over this ministry. God blesses that. And the seven care for the community, and God blesses them again, and there's more growth. What do you know? Now let me ask you this. As we hear about Stephen being mentioned in the story and in our prayer, my question is, how important is it for you not just to receive the blessings in your life, but to plant seeds so that others might be blessed by God as well? I think it's an interesting question, because in this story from Acts, Stephen is blessed with a leadership role. And before we know it, we're told the Holy Spirit gets a hold of him, and he's doing wonders and signs, and he's suddenly not taking care of the table. He's out here teaching and preaching and having conversation with his former friends, his old friends, talking about what they have done, that they have been killing the messengers time and time again, and what they did to Jesus. And he's in this debate with them. And we hear at the end that this leads to another conflict, and he's hauled off to a trial. Well, as we would turn the chapter to chapter 7, we read how that conversation with his former friends ends. He is stoned to death and becomes now the first Christian martyr. He dies with a vision of Christ before his eyes and a prayer of forgiveness on his lips, much like Jesus himself. So, like I said, that blessing and call to leadership empowered by the Holy Spirit led to, well, kind of to his death, but it also led to a mighty witness to his faith and his level of commitment to this ministry and to Christ himself. How do we know this moment, though, became another seed planting that God did something great with? Scripture tells us two things happened around that event. One is The followers, in fear, scattered all over the world, in fact, fulfilled what Jesus had hoped would happen, that his disciples would take this message of his love and take it throughout Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, and here it's happening. Secondly, we know it was a seed-planting moment because there was one person in particular named as a witness to that stoning. His name is Paul. He stood there, watched Stephen's faith and commitment, and heard the message of which he was standing so strongly behind, the story of Jesus' death and resurrection, and it would become that seed in Paul's life. He would start out as an adversary, and God would turn him into an ardent promoter of this good news of Jesus Christ. So I ask you again, how important is it to you to plant seeds that can be a blessing in other people's lives for their benefit? And seeds are this, they're like words of wisdom that you might share at some point. It might be some small assistance you offered to someone at a point in their life when they appreciated it. You gave them meaningful work that they discovered what they're really passionate and gifted for. Maybe you simply gave them more responsibility, and that too ignited this sense of passion for what God wanted them to do. Humble acts on your part, I'll tell you again, they can become these powerful opportunities where God will really go to work. I think that's what Stephen's story is here to remind us about. And it's not only about how it became a commitment worth dying for, but it models for all of us, really, how we are called to live each day. In this passage, verse 7, it says, "The word of God continued to spread, the numbers of disciples increased greatly, and a great many became obedient to this faith." Isn't that an interesting expression? Obedient. Faith, on one hand, is what we believe in who we are, right? That I'm created by God who loves me and forgives me. I'm a child of God. It gives us our identity. But faith is also a belief in what we are called to do each day, right? To be our Lord's heart, to love as he loves us, to be his hands, right? God working through us, to be his word, that in our actions and our speech, we are communicating this good news of Christ's love and forgiveness. There was a time, maybe a generation or two ago, I bet some of you remember this culture of the church, when acting like a Christian really was defined by this. You didn't smoke, you didn't drink, you didn't dance, and you didn't play cards. Then they knew you were a Christian, right? That was how it was defined. Today, we need to go deeper and behind what was behind that morality that's guiding our life. And really, they are these deeper concerns that we are committed to how we treat our neighbor, how we are in our relationships, how we are participating in community, and how we are spending our time and our money. The book of Acts is such a great book to look to as we see this new commitment to faith in Jesus Christ. And these stories are meant to be seeds planted in us to envision what community and service and speech might look like as Christians, that we too might renew our commitment to this faith where Jesus is our Savior and Lord. Let's talk to God in prayer. Good and gracious God, we thank you for all those who put seeds of faith into our lives. We think of them with gratitude today. And Lord, we thank you for the way you bless us through the actions we are able to muster and acts of faith. And finally, Lord, we thank you that we can be blessed to be a blessing to those in our family and in our community and really around the world. Lord, our heart and our mind are worried about many things, and so we rest in you, believing that as we trust you, you will work and accomplish mighty things. All in Jesus' name we pray.